morning, Alexa. Alexis Sale, as advertised, has joined us this morning. Walking into I fancy this phone-in may be a mite too crass and populist for you. Are you curling a lip at the great theme tune?
No, I'm trying to lower my as I get older, I'm trying to lower my standard.
We'll take care of that by the time you leave here. You know that. We've rubbed shoulders before. But we're talking about, and I think it's at the top of the list, in my opinion, is the Old Ned. The proper name for the Steptoe theme is Old Ned. And I did say there's a good story on the back of it. Of course, we didn't get round to it, but very quickly, but it was... Harry H. Corbett, of course, was with Joan Littlewood, and the whole he was with a real radical theatre group in the 50s, and was, you know, prided himself on not selling out. However, this thing comes along, Comedy Playhouse, a one-off show with Wilfred Bramble. He likes it. It wasn't even called Steptoe. It was called The Offer at the time. And it was picked up, and it became this millstone around his neck. He saw in terms of expressing himself and being taken seriously as a wider actor. And he was famous, apparently, for bitching about, oh, what Steptoe's done, and people say, but it's made you. No, it suffocated me. So he left Steptoe, you know, there was a break in the 60s, about 5 or 6 years in Steptoe, while he went off to find himself. However, he immediately accepted another situation comedy. I think it was called Mr. H. But the one thing that was given to the warm-up men, the cast, the group, was do not say it's my follow-up to Steptoe. No mentions of Steptoe. Steptoe's over. This is the new... I'm trying to move on. Everyone got this message, apparently, except for the person who was operating the music and grams department on the night, because Barry Cryer, who was the warm-up man, came on and thought, well, how am I going to introduce the star of the show to the audience before we begin recording without actually saying you all know him from... But he did, and he got through. He said, this man founded the Stratford Theatre. You may know him for other parts, but he... And also, he was Uncle Vanya, and who can forget his... this and that, and he got all the way through it. He said, so please welcome the star of the show, Harry H. Corbett, at which point they heard... And as he walked out, the Grams man played this, and he stood there, and Barry Cryer said he blamed me and looked at me, and as he walked out on the stage, they played Old Ned.